Absolutely. This is an absolutely scandalous idea for the French mission here at the United Nations, although the French mission doesn't want to comment on the record. Gérard Araud, the former UN ambassador, French ambassador to the UN and current French ambassador to the United States, has tweeted about this, though, and said that it's actually legally impossible because it would run counter to the very charter of the United Nations. And so changing it would be politically impossible. So that is on the record. But I can tell you that the French mission here finds this a very touchy subject. They certainly would not want France to give up its veto-wielding seat, may I point out, on the Security Council. First of all, it is true that this would be legally impossible because a bloc cannot take a Security Council seat. Only individual states, rather than an organisation, can hold a Security Council seat. Now, interestingly, this has been a debate that's been raging on for years, Security Council reform, that is, because as the world evolves, it's seen that the sort of structure of the UN Security Council is becoming more and more unfair. And it's also been hugely problematic, you could argue, in solving some of the most pressing crises in the world, including the conflict in Syria, because veto-wielding members use their vetoes to block progress. And another very important thing that France has been pushing for years now is to reform the use of the veto, because this is really seen as the key problem at the moment with the Security Council, so that in cases of mass atrocities, then the veto cannot be blocked, used to block a resolution, François.